Hi there, and welcome to this new ECCBC podcast episode. Today, I want to talk to you about a topic that, while often invisible, greatly influences our daily lives. Unconscious biases. I understand it's not always easy to recognize them, but these small ideas and quick judgments we make about others without even realizing it can affect how we work, collaborate, and make important decisions. So today, I invite you to take a moment to reflect with me on how these biases can change our perception of others and our way of working together. Are you ready? What are unconscious biases? You might be wondering what these unconscious biases are. Imagine that, without really being aware, you make choices or judgments based on stereotypes, like age, gender, or even how someone dresses. These biases are automatic thoughts that pop into our heads, often beyond our control. Picture a meeting where you're evaluating project proposals. You might realize that, perhaps unknowingly, you favor the idea of a colleague you know well, simply because you get along better with them or because their way of speaking feels more familiar. This is an example of similarity bias. We often value those who resemble us more. These biases can also affect how we perceive others' skills and even how we decide who gets which project or promotion without truly taking the time to look at things objectively. How do these biases influence our decisions? And, you know, these unconscious biases have a real impact on our professional decisions. For instance, in recruitment, we might be influenced by stereotypes about age, gender, or even a person's background. This can lead us to favor someone who fits our expectations, while another equally competent person might be overlooked. This phenomenon goes beyond recruitment. Sometimes, when a manager assigns a task to someone, they might be influenced by preconceived notions about that person. It could be a snap decision based on the assumption that someone will handle a situation better, simply because of their gender or appearance. And that's not always fair. The consequences of unconscious biases. These biases can create injustices, and sometimes they affect all of us, even if we're not always aware. If certain people are systematically excluded or ignored because of these biases, it creates a less inclusive work environment where talents aren't always recognized at their true value. This slows down our ability to innovate and progress. It also impacts diversity. By favoring certain profiles over others, we limit new ideas and perspectives. Without this diversity, we lose part of our creativity and our ability to solve problems in original ways. How to identify and mitigate unconscious biases. So, how can we change this and reduce the impact of these biases? The first step is to accept that we all have biases. It's human, and we can't control everything, but being aware of them is already a big step forward. Here are some simple actions we can all adopt. Objective evaluation. When assessing a situation, project, or even a colleague, take a moment to reflect on the criteria you're using. Are you judging objectively, or is something influencing you? Diversify opinions. When making an important decision, try to involve multiple people. The more varied the viewpoints, the less likely biases will steer the choice. Think before acting. Before making a quick decision, pause. Ask yourself, am I acting on reflex, or am I making the fairest choice, free from external influences? Unconscious biases are part of our daily lives, but that doesn't mean we have to accept them. By being more aware of their presence, we can ensure our decisions are fairer, more balanced, and more inclusive. If each of us makes the effort to recognize our biases, even just a little, we can create a work environment where everyone has a place, where each person can thrive and contribute fully. Thank you for taking this moment to reflect with me. I hope this podcast has helped you gain clarity. Stay tuned for our upcoming episodes, where we'll continue to discuss diversity and inclusion.